Hello and welcome to SharePoint Conference Television, powered by Channel 9. We're here on the conference floor shooting live so that we can share with you all the innovation and thought leadership that's happening here. I want to dive in with my guests from SharePoint Saturday, SPS events. We all know them, we love them, and they're here with me today. Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Sure. So my name is Eric Harlan. And just on the committee for SPS events, and along with my other colleagues here, we've all run SharePoint Saturdays in some shape or form. So I've actually run the Baltimore event, and I've helped organize the Dallas event too, and attended I can't even count how many events at this point.
You're everywhere. That's great.
Excellent. I'm Tasha Scott. I'm on the organizing board for SharePoint Saturday New York City. This year I will be helping with SharePoint Saturday New Jersey. I help with SharePoint Saturday Virginia Beach, and I also help with SharePoint Saturday DC, both the Chevy Chase and Reston events. And I cover the West Coast part of the global SPS events board responsibilities as well.
You're busy.
Yes. I'm Susan Linden, and I run SharePoint Saturday Virginia Beach, help with SharePoint Saturday DC, and all three of us, we are the SPS events board.
That's great.
And as Tasha was mentioning, we run the different sites and organizations and support folks, and I'm responsible for the East Coast. Eric?
Yeah, I left that out.
Yeah,
international
Eric, Central and International.
Yeah. Oh.
So all the sites worldwide, the three of us are the people you come to find out about and get support for your sites and how to run them.
That's so perfect, and that, you know, what you just brought leads me in really to my first question. You've gone through a lot of changes your organization. As I mentioned, it used to be SharePoint Saturday. Now we call it SPS Events, but it's still the same people, still the same broad-based community. Can you tell me a little bit about some of those changes?
Still passion for community, right? Yeah. That's what we're all there for, is because we really want to get back to the community, and we've gotten back 10 times that way more than that from the community. So we're in our sixth year.
Oh. Yes.
So
I put the birthday on the community wall.
Yay. Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. Six years?
This is our sixth year that we've kicked off.
A lot of changes between now and then.
A lot of changes.
Yeah.
And that's really a lot of what we'd like to talk about today.
That's great.
Right? So we'll be getting into that with what's changed since the last conference. And for instance, like at the last conference, we announced a lot of what was coming,
right,
what we are going to do.
Right.
This year, we get to come and say, look what we did.
Like you actually
we're actually
did it,
early,
right?
Yes, well, with early releases. So we're excited, I'd say.
Definitely.
And the influence that SPS Events and the whole community has is really evident. I mean, I was excited when I saw it up there on the big screen during the official keynote. Was that exciting?
I did.
I mean, Microsoft recognizes the influence and the passion and the evangelism that the community brings. I mean,
absolutely.
Eric, how did you feel about seeing it up there?
I mean, that was great. We saw it last year, too, saw the little pins for all the events that have happened, and I think that's grown over the last year. I mean, there's probably been 20 or 30 events since then. So everyone is new ones.
Absolutely.
So everyone is really in different phases of those 6 years. Some have happened just recently. Some have been going strong. Some have happened twice per year in that 6 years. So
exactly.
It really depends on, you know, which event it is. But to see it up on the big screen in front of 10,000 people and knowing that the work that we're doing, which can be really exhaustive. And sometimes you just want to walk away from it and say, you know, I'm just tired right now. I need to back away from it. Is being recognized by a lot of different people. So that's really rewarding.
Well, and that's the reason that the two of you were nominated for the Community Leadership Board, really to recognize the contributions you've given. And you are one of many people who are working tirelessly.
Yeah.
And I think that also accounts for how you've expanded your global reach.
Yeah.
Hasn't
Absolutely.
That changed dramatically as well?
Yeah. We did have a lot of new events start in Europe this year.
Yeah.
I know what SPS Rome happened.
So many. Golf,
yeah.
Rome. There's one in India that's going to be a physical location. Last time they did a remote location. So there's a whole bunch of them. There's a couple in Scandinavia, too.
Stockholm did their first one this year, too. So
a lot of
global growth for SPS events, and that makes us really excited. And we have actually had a lot of stateside new events as well. I think Phoenix happened for the first time this year. We had a Chicago Burbs happen for the first time this year.
Yep.
And by this year, I mean last year.
Yes. I know it's all kind of a blur, right?
Yeah.
It's a blur. But I think you picked up on something. So are you saying you can have a SharePoint Saturday event, an SPS event, virtually as well as in a physical location?
Absolutely.
That's really interesting. Could you share about that?
So you get a sort of a loose – some areas don't have the amount of – people that it would take to attend a physical event, right? So you have like Emirates countries, right? So they're all sort of spread out, and there's maybe 10 or 12 hours between driving distances if you can even drive to those locations. So sometimes they'll actually have a virtual event where they'll scale out over you know, maybe 12-hour time frame, so that people in the U.S. who want to speak can also be involved in that, and they can speak, you know, when appropriate hours for them, and also local speakers to be able to. So it's all being broadcast remotely.
That's amazing. I think that's what we're really talking about when we talk about work like a network. That's what a network does, right? It understands its distributed nature. It's inclusive of all the people who want to participate, and it's focused on an actual outcome, which is sharing knowledge about the great technology.
It goes back to our roots. It's always community-driven.
Absolutely.
What works in one community does not necessarily work in another community. And while our model is not to be virtual, because we really want to encourage networking and getting together, it doesn't always fit. Just like maybe Saturdays don't always fit. We strongly want the events to be on Saturdays because of our
There's
events,
political and religious reasons why sometimes you can't have it on Saturdays.
So we're not so hard, and trident that we cannot flex. We are about being inclusive and spreading the word and fostering community. So we're trying to put a model out there that's repeatable, and we're there to help.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't begin to understand everybody's community and what's germane to theirs or what they need, right? And the people who are out there, they're the ones who understand their communities better. We're just there to help them,
right?
Bring back the expertise and the things that we can provide as infrastructure, networking, speaker sponsors, how to do things. So we share those lessons learned, best practices, and enable them. And then they feed back to us, and that continues to grow. And I think that's why we're now going so much further, because we have such a huge group of people, right? So there's a lot behind us.
Yeah. We have a very supportive community. I mean, the thing that Eric talked about in terms of getting speakers from the U.S. to speak at Emirates events is so huge. I mean, these people are giving their sessions that in U.S. time, it's like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's
great. And they're delivering their session in, you know, normal time over in the Emirates countries. I mean, and that's just from passion. And our community, we're very fortunate. You know, we're here to support the people who support their local user base directly.
Yeah.
And really, that's what we want to be able to bring to the community. We're not there to tell them what to do. We're there to help them achieve what they want.
We're enablers.
Do. Yeah.
Enablers, it's a good thing. That's a positive use of that. And I think exactly what former President Clinton was talking about in the keynote this morning, right? Coming into a world where we're collaborating, and making sure that it's inclusive of people, understanding that they do have differences, but they don't have to be interpreted negatively is so huge. And I just know that you've done a ton of work on the resource site. Do you want to talk about the launch of the website?
Yeah, we have so much to talk about with the website.
Take it away.
Please.
So last year, we've actually gone through 3 major versions of architecture over the past 6 years. And then within those versions, we've probably revved, I don't know, 2 or 3 times per, except for the current one. So the current one is on 2013 on-premise. We had a lot of help building it. Gary LaPointe did a ton of work.
Shout out to Gary.
I still owe that man a hug.
Big
I'm coming find
to
you,
him.
Gary.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drinks that are owed to him.
That's
He did a ton of work building up the site. Basically, we took the concept that we had last year, because we pushed a new version to 2010 last year. We sort of rushed a little bit to get it ready for conference, so it wasn't prime time, and it showed. So we had to backtrack a little bit, and almost immediately from the conference on, we started building a brand new version, brand new hardware, getting folks to put up a lot of time, a lot of money.
Yeah.
So like FP Web, and I know this isn't a shout out thing, but they did so much work to get us environments to put it on. We have a new mobile app that's coming out that is tying directly into the content of people's SharePoint sites. So their SPS events will drive the content dynamically to the mobile app so that people can see what their sessions are. It's kind of like My SPC for your mobile app, but for an SPS event. So Todd Baginski and Darren Bishop did a ton of work getting that. But really what the point is, there's so much community work going into building.
I think that
all volunteer
important.
Work.
Yeah.
No one's getting paid for this.
This is all being done in their time.
Yeah, we're putting money into it.
We've put more money than we've gotten out of it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, and that is the point of community. I mean, really, it's about us being of service. You know, for me, I feel super fortunate to be in this industry, especially at this time. So the time we give back, for me, it's a blessing.
I've gotten so much out of it. I said this last year, and I mean, I think it's so worth repeating because that's what at the end of the day, when I get tired and I'm ready to say, you know what, someone else take this over for a while, I just need to take a break, that's what keeps me going. Is every time I think about when I go to events where it's the first time it's happened, and you see people's lives literally change right there. I mean, this is not like exaggeration whatsoever. These are people getting better jobs, more income, providing for their families, their kids are going to school. I mean, this has a ripple effect that goes way deeper than just some silly technology.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's a lot in line with the keynote that Bill Clinton did give this morning about reaching out and helping people, right? Teaching somebody to fish. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Well, and in Microsoft IT, we think of that every day, right? Because we want to be out of the way. We want to help people accelerate.
Right.
And that's what we do. And I think that's what this technology is about. But I remember my first SharePoint Saturday, and it was about 6-ish years ago in Los Angeles. And those people, our careers are so materially different. And it was because of the community, right? Because
of
the networking and the ability that we had to reach out to people. And I find it really encouraging for all of us to now help the next revisions of us, right? The younger, stronger, better, faster ones that are going to come on.
Than you.
Like, I know.
Right?
Like, I'm getting to be old.
Well, and it really is down to the key people, folks like yourself, who get involved and make that commitment. Do you want to talk a little bit about your volunteer advisory board? I know you've restructured that recently, too.
Why don't you take that, Tosh?
Yeah, it's new. We have five. It's five?
Four.
Five.
Sorry.
Five. It's five.
Yeah. Doug Heminger, Greg Hurlman, Anthony Pounder, Tony Pounder, Victor Chattamoon, and
Wes
Preston. So, yes, five. And the idea is, you know, obviously we don't know all the answers, and we can't speak to everybody's local event. So when we come across things where we want to either create a direction for SPS events, we want to get some outside input, so we present that information to them and get their feedback. They were instrumental in helping to test the new website and provide first and often feedback.
Quick feedback. Because we pushed really fast.
Actionable.
And so, I mean, cannot express our gratitude for that enough. I mean, that alone was big help. But just to really give us some insight into, like, the challenges that local events are facing, because even though each of us runs, you know, our own events, we're still sort of all in a very similar demographic area, and we would like to hear about, like, the challenges of running events in the UK, like Tony's stuff, and, you know, events on the West Coast, or events that even, you know, really large events like Twin Cities, they do twice a year, and they get 600 attendees at both of them.
Wow.
So, I mean.
That's amazing.
I actually think they had 700 attendees at the last one. That's like
a ton.
That's
huge.
So those kind of events are sort of special cases, and you can learn a lot from the lessons of just talking to the organizers of those events. They bring a lot of perspective to our group that otherwise we might not have access to. And we're really excited to be able to bring that voice in, so that, and more importantly, they get to see what we as an organizing board have to you know, handle in terms of organizing globally, and they can be voices for us to the outside community as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times those struggles are not well presented or known outside of us three.
Right.
You know, we're our own catharsis. Well, we drink virtual beers all the time.
That's so true. And the other thing too is, I think, you know, as technology professionals, we're trained to be calm under fire, right? And we don't necessarily show our stress in those situations, but I know how much, I believe I know a portion of the hard work all of you have had to do to get this organization to where it is today, and it's unbelievable, but I think that's great to have someone sharing those trials and tribulations. And one thing that I've always found really impressive about what you guys are doing is you're really focused more on listening and helping than telling, right?
That's been a very distinct thing
shift
that we've had to make sure that we do, because it wasn't always like that. And we've seen sort of the sway of the message as a result. So we had to basically come back and say, okay, we have to do this completely differently.
Well, our community came and talked to us and said that we had room for improvement in terms of hearing their concerns and acting on them. And we're open to that feedback.
Right.
And we want to let the community know that we're open to that feedback.
Yeah, you guys drive it.
Absolutely.
And to that end, so we're going to get together with them tomorrow here at the conference.
That's exciting.
1 o'clock in the Toscano room.
Right.
Yes. So on Tuesday, March 4th, anybody that's interested, it doesn't have to be a current organization. organizer, somebody who's curious what is a SharePoint Saturday, we're trying to make that network as big as possible, right?
Absolutely.
The more people that know about it, the better.
Yeah.
And so everybody has a voice. Everybody has a voice in
that's
the
right.
SharePoint
take
community.
It all really seriously.
Nobody owns it.
Nobody owns it. No, we share it all together.
Right.
And it's community owned.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Well, and I think that it's really good. If this is your first SharePoint conference or you're new to the SharePoint community, this event that's going to happen Tuesday at 1 is really going to give you an opportunity to meet other people who can help you navigate this, and you can learn some best practices. And for me, speaking personally, make some great friends.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's really important that they then find the website, which we haven't put that out yet. It's spsevents.org. And that's where people go to find out where our event's going to be.
Yep.
So
yes.
If people are truly new to SharePoint and they haven't heard about SharePoint Saturday, they're not going to know about our website.
That's right.
And that's where you need to go and see what's close to me. And most of us, when we started 6 years ago and things,
right.
we were traveling far away to find SharePoint content
right.
and places to speak and to learn.
Right.
And it was probably like one or two tracks at a code camp or, you know, it wasn't
right.
a dedicated event.
Right.
And actually, that's a good point. We haven't really even talked about what SPS Events is. And for all the new people, all the attendees who don't know.
That's a good idea.
Right.
I mean,
why I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
It's important because we forget. We've been here for a long time. We forget how
we're
many
veterans.
New people are always
power
coming
of editing.
In.
We can just make that the first
exactly.
thing we do. So
that's absolutely
you guys
true.
Want to even just talk about what it is, where
it started? Give us an overview of what can someone expect if they find and attend a SharePoint Saturday for the first time?
Sure. So SPS Events, one of the key things is that it's always free for attendees to go. And it is a full day, usually, typically a Saturday, where you can go and get dedicated SharePoint training from all levels and all walks of speakers. Everything from power user to like 500 level architecture deep dives, everything from branding to dev to IT pro to Office 365 to Yammer integration. I mean, the whole gamut of topics. And the idea is this: grow the speaker base, one. So your speaker base is everything from very novice new speakers to highly people who
people
are speaking
here.
I mean, you know, MVPs, authors, very well-respected SharePoint community members are all well-represented at SharePoint Saturday events or SPS events around the globe in terms of speaking. So you get that content for free as an attendee, and the idea being that you go to one of these events, you get this quality content, you get networking opportunities, you grow your SharePoint family
area.
in your home area. And it's put on usually by the local user group. So the mutual benefit there is to, you know, also grow the local user group because
absolutely.
You get sort of like a mini SharePoint Saturday at your local user group,
right? Good synergy with the local user groups.
Absolutely.
The SharePoint user groups are a huge part of that ongoing education, because I think all of us know, and some of our viewers will too, that this technology is changing rapidly. I mean, Jeff Teper and everyone in the keynote, they talked about the rapid cycle of innovation that we're embracing within Microsoft. And so being able to get up to speed on new information and master the discipline that you happen to be in, you know, the SharePoint user groups and these free events, this training is huge.
Yep.
You hit on a key point, too, and I noticed when I went to my first SharePoint Saturday is many people can't take time off their day jobs to go to training. It's very challenging for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so having it on a Saturday, really, and having it be
free
really enables it. Attendance. Yeah, it really does.
Again, important to stress that it's oftentimes the exact same content as you get at something like a SharePoint conference.
Absolutely.
A lot of professional speakers use it as their testing bed,
right?
For a talk they're going to do that they're paid for, right?
Yep. I have.
Others are.
Yeah.
And another thing that I want to stress, though, goes back to the uniqueness of the locale, though, too. Because,
uh-huh.
So for instance, my area is largely DOD and then the local cities. So you also have that capability then to help drive a little bit of the content to the community that you're serving as well.
That's great.
And different ones will go after different content. But for instance, one of the things we always try to hit, because we have so many teachers using SharePoint who are new, we almost always have a session on what's a list, what's a library. Many people that have been in SharePoint for lots of years don't care to hear about what's a list, what's a library. But as you mentioned, there are people who are new.
That's right.
And they're coming
it's
and finding that
content.
Out. So it's important. It may not be in all locations, but in some. So that's why it's so critical that the people that are boots on the ground are the people that are in touch with their community and know. And then we're there just to provide, again, the infrastructure and
the support.
Yeah. Yep. And on your website, you have best practices and guidelines, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And they can just reach out right on the website.
We have a how to do a
SharePoint
Saturday.
I mean, we've learned a lot over the last 6 years.
Yeah. And people should take heed and get the benefit of that collective knowledge. They don't have to start from the ground up. Right.
Where do you find sponsors?
Exactly. How do you ask someone to be a sponsor?
Right.
What's the appropriate format? Do you need speaker releases? What about insurance? These are the kinds of questions people can get asked and answered.
How do you handle the money?
The sticky one, which is the money. And we're still, to be honest, we're still struggling with that because we don't get involved in the money side of things.
Well, there's some updates there. We should probably talk about that too. One of the things that we sort of shied away from was acting as a central collection point for any kind of funding because it gets too complicated way too quickly, managing other people's money and figuring out who gets what and how to delegate it. And the challenge that it presents to a lot of event coordinators is based on state, based on county, is there any tax liabilities that they have to go into with collecting this kind of money and using it to spend on stuff, even though it's not really income, it sort of falls within a gray area, depending on the state. So what we're trying to do right now is we're getting with a nonprofit charity, basically, who does a lot of this work. It's Microsoft partner-based, so it's kind of, they already know sort of the environment a little bit. And we're setting the placeholders there so that in case folks want to be able to utilize that sort of situation, with someone else collecting money, paying for the things that they need to pay for to make sure that their event happens, there's going to be an avenue for that. It's not a requirement. They can do whatever they want with funding and how they want to manage it, but at least it gives someone an avenue. And that's what we've really tried to do is, within that core infrastructure, here's the things that you can also do that relate to trying to run your event that might make it more successful based on where you're having your event.
Yeah, to backpedal a little back on what is a SharePoint Saturday, the why we have issues with money and why sponsors. We have sponsors for the SharePoint Saturdays, and they pay for things like the attendees breakfast, the attendees lunch, but the venue for many places is their biggest expenditure.
Yes.
And that changes from site to site, from event to event, whether or not there's a cost or how much the cost, but venue can be the big one.
Yes.
But food for all the people, a lot of folks have swag, some people will have shirts. So there are definitely costs incurred by running one of these events, and that's why we have sponsors and are grateful to the sponsor community.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be able to exist without
that either.
Oh,
so
yes.
Sponsors, speakers, attendees, they all come together and they make this available.
Well, and I think that's a testament to you listening to the feedback of the community. The community wants to be empowered to handle their own finances, but they would like guidance, and some groups, especially the newer ones, would like to have some help in getting that organized. It's a daunting task if you don't have an event production background to kind of keep all that together as you're trying to get the community together. So I think it's a great service that you'll be helping folks with that who want to opt in.
Yeah.
Right? But if they have that experience and they have a way to handle it, some SPUG groups, local SharePoint user groups, have their own checking accounts and are already incorporated.
Yes.
A few do. So that's an avenue people may want to take. But you're giving people options, right? Which goes back to your flexibility as an organization.
And being there for support, really. I mean, that's really what it's
and
all about at the end of the day.
I think the other side that we should at least mention, for sake of mentioning, is there's a benefit for sponsors to be involved in this as well.
Absolutely.
Right? So it gets a little bit tricky with money and just you're paying for a service, basically. But you're paying to also be exposed to folks who are using that sort of technology in the area in which you work.
That's right.
So whether you're a global company and you're doing hosting, you're doing third-party software on a global perspective, or you're just some little consulting firm in Baltimore, Maryland, or Virginia Beach or whatever, there's a way for you to at least get some much-needed exposure for an ROI that is way less than what it would cost to do a lot of other conference type things. So for $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever the sponsorship package is, you're also getting exposure, but furthering that community in that area and furthering the need for a product like what you offer.
And so, many of us think highly of the sponsors that do come out and support
huge.
The community.
Yeah.
So
they understand it.
There's a lot of community recognition there for the sponsors who are really active in the community.
Yes. We're always trying to do better with that. That's one of the things we're always challenging, making sure that we're offering the right ROI for people who are investing money, travel costs, people, you know, paying people
resources
to actually be on a Saturday.
And the available funds are shrinking, quite honestly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and our events are growing, so we're having more events being put on with sponsors who's often having to tighten up on this kind of money. So learning how to manage that effectively is key. And one of the ways I can, from like our event, we spend a lot less money. We spend half the money this year that we did last year.
That's right.
So we still had a successful great event.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We had more people.
In fact,
I would say,
it was probably the best event that we've done.
Yeah. So
that's
the sixth birthday of SharePoint Saturday
setting
was
expectations as to
fantastic.
What the event's going to be.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference. You know, I think that it's being flexible, being innovative, taking feedback from a community, getting ideas from each other. I mean, for me, this is the heart and soul of what SPS Events and SharePoint Saturday is about, and you know, I just commend the work you guys are doing because I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
Know, it's really amazing. And anybody, any of our viewers, they can just get involved. They can follow you on Twitter at SPS_events.
Right.
Yep, they can go to spsevents.org.
Yep.
They can come to the Tuesday meeting, and we can keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
This is going to have a long lifespan in our community, so it's really, really very exciting.
Yep.
That's great.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you for promoting it.
Thank
you for coming. You know, I'm a big fan.
Yep.
SPS Events. Yay. It's a great thing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
This is another one of our segments from SharePoint Conference Television, powered by Channel 9. You can see event highlights every day right in your room on Channel 3, or you can see this content after the conference on channel9.msdn.com. We're happy you joined us. Go out there, and let's get busy.